The annual Forbes 400 just came out listing America's richest. 100 Jewish names appear, making up 25% of the list, even though Jews make up less than 2% of the population. Thus, there should be no more than 8 Jewish names on the list, not 100. But since Jewry enjoys the lion's share of America's wealth, their names dominate the Forbes 400, just as their names dominate the spheres of political influence, opinion forming, and corporate decision making in America. Representative of this domination are 4 Jews on the list whose influence in politics, media, and business is now typical of our declining American life. First, we have Wall Street mogul George Soros, ranked with a net worth of $14 billion. Soros is known as Obama's money man. That's why Rupert Murdoch, who's the owner of Fox News, possessing a maniacal hatred of Obama, had Glenn Beck attack Soros on his Fox News radio show last month. Next, we have 2 Jewish corporate moguls, Carl Icahn and Nelson Peltz, ranked with a combined net worth of $12 billion. Both are large shareholders of Motorola and Heinz, respectively. And it's the large shareholders of multinationals who dictate corporate decisions such as replacing U.S. workers with foreign ones. Last, we have Jewish media mogul Sumner Redstone, born Murray Rothstein, ranked with a net worth of $4 billion, and that's still a heck of a lot of money. Redstone, Rothstein, owns CBS, MTV, Logo Homosexual TV, Paramount Pictures, and Simon & Schuster Publishing. Some call this kind of ownership opinion forming. But if Redstone's, Rothstein's venue at MTV and Homosexual TV, displaying all kinds of sexual deviancy, is to be labeled, then we should call this kind of ownership nation corrupting. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in exposing the corruption and anti-Americanism that big Jewish money buys. Come, join us in our fight to restore America to true nationhood, not formed by big Jewish money, but formed by high principles, solid character, and lofty ideals. In other words, come join us in our fight for a Christian America, not a Jewish America.